three of us went to Texas in June of 2018, really to just kind of observe and be part of the protests.
And when we say protests, just to jump in, we're talking about the mass protests of people who were speaking out against the Trump administration's separation policy at the time, separating immigrant families, children from their parents.
That's right. So we spent 4 or 5 days down there and spent 4 or 5 days with Josh. And at the last day, we were just sitting around one of the hotel bedrooms, and Shane and I got the cameras out and just said, let's get like a final interview here. Well, in this kind of, makeshift, hotel room interview, Josh said a couple of really interesting things. And one of the things he said was, I'm going to feel guilty leaving here. There's a lifetime of struggle here, and I'm going to go back home and I'll be feeling guilty. And he says, and I think I'm probably going to have to come back. Well, so we've got this on film. Well, a few weeks later, Josh gives us a holler and says, I'm renting an RV. I'm going to Tornillo. I'm going to park it across from the facility, and I'm going to sit there until it closes. Well, now we have a story.
I want to play part of the film for our listeners. So to set that context, this is Mr. Rubin speaking on camera. Let's have a listen.
It's a secret. The kids are hidden behind walls and berms and tarps to make sure that we don't see them. Even I can give directions to this place 20 times and people are going to get lost on the way here. This is a place to get lost. Those kids could get lost. I came to make sure they didn't get lost.
And just listening to that, it has a definite ring of advocacy and also a watchdog element to it. What did your team hope to accomplish in producing this documentary?
Well, we're definitely not playing the role of objective or so-called objective journalists here. As far as I'm concerned, this is not a question with gray areas. This is morality versus immorality. Yes, the immigration issue is tough. It's hard. There are problems. The asylum issue is tough. It's hard. There are problems. But I don't care how tough these issues are, how many problems these issues cause. There is utterly and absolutely no moral justification for hurting children as a matter of policy on purpose. And we know from John Kelly's White House memo that this is exactly what the administration intended to do, to scare off the asylum seekers and the immigrants by showing that if you come here with your kids, we're going to take your kids away from you. It is absolutely immoral. It is immoral in all cases. And so I don't feel any need to pretend like there's a credible other side or even a gray area here.
That gets into some of the more theoretical issues that journalists think about all the time. And
yes,
I'm sure that you teach in class as well. Mm-hmm. Your film production efforts started right here on the MSU campus using a lot of students. And now it's grown to its current nonprofit status. Where do you see Carbon Trace Productions going from here?
Well, we'd like to rule the world when it comes to making documentary films. But right now, I'll settle for just getting our current projects finished and credible new ones started and students involved at, at every phase. Also, another big thing is we have to pay for ourselves. We are a nonprofit. We do seek donations. We have a Patreon account. So if you go to Patreon, if you'd like to give us even a buck a month, is a big help. A year out, I'd like Carbon Trace to be paying for itself. And 5 years out, I'd like us to be kind of the go-to place for those stories that need telling but maybe aren't going to be commercially viable. We choose our stories based on what we think people need to know, want to know, should know, not whether or not we can make money selling the film.
Again, that was Andy Klein, MSU journalism professor and founder of the Springfield-based Carbon Trace Productions. Witness at Tornillo will show at the Moxie Cinema in downtown Springfield on Sunday, November 3rd. Shortly after those protests in the summer of 2018, President Trump signed an executive order ending his administration's policy of separating migrant children from their parents who were detained as they tried to enter the U.S. illegally or as asylum seekers. Still, medical medical experts have said those young children may experience lifelong complications from the trauma of being separated from their parents at the hands of U.S. authorities. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.